Hello everybody, this is Ken Fallon with Hacker Public Radio Community News for August 2011. First of all, I'd like to welcome some new hosts to the network. Jay Voltez, who did a show with Stank, Diablo Marcus, Mike Hengley, Germ, Suzo Man 1, and Sarah Fox. I'd like to thank them all for contributing shows to Hacker Public Radio. And let's get into the show review for the last month. It started off with Mr. Gadget's technical ethics and open source, where he discussed running software on Windows and OS X. Should we make a stand in order to support technological ethics? The following day, we had Libertarianism and IT, a match made in heaven by Dismal Science, bringing up some interesting discussions. You can contact him at dismalscience.hpr@gmail.com if you've got more feedback on that. The following day, we had the Full Circle Podcast Part 3, which was the edit. These are some of the most interesting ones that we've had for a while, and they will be, I promised Robin that we'll put them onto a separate section on HPR on how to edit shows. We had Quivmu with bioral recording, which was something I had no idea about, surprisingly enough, and completely lost on me because I download all my podcasts in mono because I listen usually with one earbud in, and sped up 3 or 4 times. So I had to go back and listen to the original again, and then I sort of got it listening on headphones at home. Very, very interesting topic. Then the following day we had Droops with some streaming sporting events. What he wants to do is kind of revolutionize sporting using consumer-grade cameras to switch between one and the other. I've replied to him as to why he won't be able to do that, which I don't know if that is useful, but at least now he knows why he can't do that. A colleague at work worked in an outside broadcasting, one of these outside broadcasting vans, and was able to give detailed instructions on how to do that. I am pestering him to do a show. But I think he's a bit conscious of his English being Dutch. English is not his native language, but if you guys would like to hear that show, please email me and I'll forward on the requests. Next day was one of the summer shorts, and if you still will still run those if you want. It was a How to Grep for Tab by myself. The next day was JWP, who I also had the pleasure of meeting at OgCamp. I also met Robin Gatling as well at OgCamp, with a argument about Bitcoin. And he said that I actually got a lot of negative feedback about putting this Bitcoin episode on. A lot of people said it was infactual, and referred back to the guy's Linux Action Show or whatever it's called now. Apparently said it was infactual, but unfortunately they didn't say what was infactual about it. I believe there was one thing about the Federal Reserve and that was infactual, but overall, I felt it was an important topic, and even if it wasn't factual, JWP went to and added to the discussion, which was the whole point of it. Then we had our syndicated Thursday for that week, which was Geek Knight's Git, the fast control system. And they are quite verbose. This was recommended to me by Pokey. And there was a lot of banter. And then, but then 30 minutes in, it kind of got quite interesting with a rundown on Git and how easy it is to work. Diablo Marcus came in with Quake, a drop-down terminal. I use Quake quite a lot on KDE, so nice one there. Then we had an interview with Moose about the Ohio Linux Fest, which is going to take place in Ohio on... I don't have the dates in front of me, which is kind of odd, but they will be on the website. Mr. Gadgets gave us some feedback on by oral recording from episode 785. And the following day, the following Monday, we had Klaatu starting a mini series on server client relationships, DHCP server. Klaatu has sent in quite a lot of shows. And because of the scheduling rules, I also recorded quite a lot of shows at OgCamp, but because of the scheduling rules, we still have free slots every week for the coming time. So don't feel that we have this rule where we won't repeat a show or a series or a host in any given week. So that means there's plenty of opportunity for you to jump in and climb up the queue and get your show in. Then we had the Full Circle podcast, U-Cubed Debrief with Robin Gatling and Les. And I put this out after I came back from OgCamp, and I interviewed Les twice in OgCamp, and I never made the link to him. I don't know. I had that whole thing all weekend. You just have a vision of somebody's face in your head when you listen to them via audio. And Les was completely different. I had a completely different picture in my head for Les. So apologies, Les, for not making the link. Then the following day, we had one of the first interviews that I got at OgCamp was John Uren from the about Floss in the UK Civil Service. And the following day, I bumped up an interview with Shane Marks, which I did over the weekend. I met Shane on the Friday night, and he was telling me that there was going to be a Hackspace week in Ireland, and I meant to interview him, and we never bumped into each other. Then after that, an interview, so I called him up, and we bumped that up to the top of the show with kind permission of all the other people in the queue. We put that on the Monday, which is why two of my shows are repeating, which normally wouldn't happen. I want to apologize as well for the clipping on my side for some reason or another. I hope it's not going to happen on this one because it's late and I need to get this one out without editing. Then we had Mike Hingley, who was one of the people I met at OgCamp, dialed in a show, How to Get into Linux. And the following day we had Gurm with the IBM Model M keyboard, with various links to what is arguably the best keyboard ever. I personally hate it. It's just too clickety-click, makes too much noise for my liking. Although as a blunt instrument for hitting colleagues, it's absolutely ideal. Not that I'd recommend that or anything. Then we had the Full Circle podcast again, Robert Catling with Part 4 Editing Podcast. Following on from that, we had Sons of Man 1 with a episode 800, which was WebOS, which is a really short show outlining, is it good that WebOS is going to... It's probably not a good thing that we have a monoculture in free and open source mobile operating systems. Klaatu then came in with another mini series, Slacker Builds, which is that he's going to be doing on packaging applications for GNU, Linux, and BSD. I had an interview with Anna Nielsen on DeepSea software documentation. This is one of the interviews I took in OggCamp. Then we had a Sasha Fox, Sarash Fox, perhaps. Sorry, handles, as you know, is not my best. Not my best thing. Not that, that list is pretty full either. However, Novacut support call. They made a $100 donation, and as a result, they got to talk to Jason DeRose, and we'd already had an interview with him back in episode 780. But it was nice to get another side of this, which what will hopefully be some good software. At the moment, we have to admit it is vaporware, so we'll see what happens. Then the next day, we did what I'll be doing. What I plan to do is a augmented podcast from some of the interviews that I did at OggCamp. I intend to release the. Sh I did two, t three types of interviews. Actually, you can see them in the show notes. There were standalone interviews with people about projects, so I'll release those during the week as just normal episodes. And then I did interviews with, background interviews with some people, the organizers and that sort of thing. I'll probably release that as a just standalone episode as well, edit it in together whenever I get time to do that. And then I interviewed some people who had already presented at the festival. And what I intend to do is do an augmented podcast on those, which will be like I did with Wayne Myers from Fit and the Conniptions, who I had the pleasure of drinking with on the Saturday night and interviewed. And Wayne is a singer in the band Fit and the Conniptions, and he gave a presentation, but he was also good enough to give me an interview. So at the interview, I tagged on the interview at the beginning, and then I tagged on the presentation at the end and edited in one of his songs that we were allowed to play. One of the other people that I interviewed was, let me see, Steve Lee. And I got to see his presentation, one of the only presentations I've seen because I was on the booth most of the time. And he was on about, accessibility within Linux. And one of the things that he brought out was augmented soundtracks, which I'm familiar with from work, which is essentially narration of what's going on the screen for the blind, visually impaired, or people who happen to be on a lawnmower at any given moment. So what I did was intercut descriptions of what was on the screen or what URLs he typed, and I emailed Jonathan Nadeau, the resident accessibility expert. And by the way, if there's anyone out there with the cash or with the inclination to give this guy a job to do open source advocacy for the free and open source community, I would be much impressed if you did do that. So let's start a campaign to get Jonathan Nadeau employed by somebody, in ideally a by, I'd like to see Red Hat, Canonical, OpenSUSE hire this guy and put him to good work doing accessibility work for the open source community. But anyway, that's a by the by. So he was quite happy with the effort and has made some suggestions which I'll incorporate into the next ones that I'll be doing, these augmented podcasts. But they will also be released according to the schedules, that's the scheduling rules that we have up. So it'll be on a first come, first serve basis, never repeating two shows or hosts never any given Thursday. So it might take a while for all these to come down in the queue. And if you want to give me a hand writing, describing what's on the screen at any given time, feel free to do that. I really, really appreciate it. It's a lot of work, actually. It's a lot of work editing as well. So if you want to give me a hand with the augmented podcast, I'd appreciate it. And then starting how we closing how we began, we had Mr. Gadgets on how Monster Cable got its name. Quite an interesting episode if you want want to listen to it. It's a short one. And I want to thank Mr. Gadgets and all the hosts for continuing to be the lifeblood of HPR, because without you guys sending in shows, we will not have a network. If you look at the calendar now, it's actually, you know, as full as I've ever seen it. Clatoo's sent in a lot of shows, and with the Oddcam shows, we have a lot of shows coming up. But there are still free slots again because of the scheduling rules and the way things work. So I don't want people to get, you know, too bored listening to either myself or Clatoo. Not that I don't think that would be possible to get bored of listening to Clatoo. So without further ado, I'd like to go to the thank you section. And I'd like to thank Phoenix for signing, doing the insurance forms for the table. Tony, Laura and Pokey from the Ubuntu UK organizing people who helped organize the table. I want to thank Hendrik for printing out the HPR stickers and stuff. I don't have a dot matrix printer, so Hendrik printed them out for me. Yvonne arranged me three 3G cards so that I could be in communication while in the UK. Pokey and Code Cruncher have organized the packs that we had, all the stickers, all the iron-on stickers, the QR code things, the business cards and all that. Thank you very much to them. I'd like to thank Manon for putting up with me doing the presentation, that's my wife, for about a month beforehand every evening behind the keyboard. I'd like to thank Kevin O'Brien and Ivan Privancy for suggesting talk names for that. Door to Door Geek, Kevin Barry, and all the other guys for helping out getting the graphics together. Then moving on from the Oddcam thank yous. Well, actually, I'd also like to thank all the organizers of Oddcamp, and especially all the crew members. We were down and we had a table and I had everything set up, and realized that my laptop cable didn't work. The adapter that I brought over just was broken. Asked Les about it 5 seconds later, cable and power adapter for my laptop appeared on the desk, and I had the use of that. Absolutely, you want to see the way this place was organized. I have been to many as a professional conference and have not seen the level of professionalism that I saw at Oddcamp. It was absolutely fantastic, and a big shout out to them for that. I'd like to thank also Josh Knapp, who is our server admin on HPR, I believe. And we had a little bit of downtime, and he worked around the clock to get us back up in operation. Then we had, I want to thank Johan Paul for checking out the RSS feed and prompted me to get it fixed. And again, shout outs to everybody who gave feedback on what podcatchers to use, and the people who tested this switch over. So we switched over from the original RSS feed, which was built to the 1.0 specification, to the 2.0 spec. Something I'd been planning to do for ages, but it had slipped my mind. But when Jonathan prompted me, I decided, yeah, now was the time to do it. So we did that. I want to thank Le Crayon for the tip on how to get Flash videos, link in the show notes. Oh, and Andy Piper for the website feedback, chap I met at Oddcamp UK, and I'll be going through some of that feedback later on. I want to thank our listener, who coincidentally has the same initials as HPR, Henry Patrick Riley, for allowing us to basically use his Gmail account, or for posting Gmail or posting HPR announcements on his Google Plus account. So if you search for Henry Patrick Riley, good Irish name, then you will come on to the Google Plus account with information about HPR. Then I think that's it. I would want to give apologies to Billy Cook. Sorry for missing your email about S3 command. I got it just before Og Camp, and going through my emails there, I realized that I had missed it. It looks like a very, very cool client, and I plan to use it. It's a Python command line tool for accessing an Amazon cloud, and because archive.org have the ability now to access it like an Amazon cloud, then hopefully this will work. Apologies to Kerm for the delay in getting your stickers out, and a big apology to Stank Dog and Lunar Pages for not getting their ad out faster. Want to talk to you very briefly about Og Camp. You're going to be sick to death of hearing all the interviews, and I'm sure people were avoiding me as I went there. Just give you a quick rundown what happened. I went to work. I had all my stuff ready. I flew out from Schiphol because I work beside there. Flew into Gatwick, got the train down, taxi to the hotel, then decided to walk out to the venue, which was in an adjacent town. The notice, the signpost said it was only Aldershot 3, and I've forgotten two things in the 10 years since I've moved to the Netherlands. Thing number one is that the UK is still using miles and not kilometers, so 3 miles is significantly longer than 3 kilometers. And thing number two is that there are hills in the UK, which for those of us listening in the Netherlands, they're like sand dunes, only they're taller and there's more of them. So after a very energetic walk, I eventually made it to the pub beside the venue, and I was just wearing a Debian t-shirt with Debian scroll. It didn't even say Debian, and it was kind of cool being able to spot the different people who were obviously there for Og Camp. It was interesting because a lot of people don't know, as it turns out, a lot of people don't know HPR, and don't know of me, because I'm not particularly in the community, associated with the community of Linux Outlaws or the Ubuntu UK podcast, other than being a listener from day one. But so I kind of got to experience what it would be like again. It reminds me of what it would be like turning up to an event, not knowing anybody, just as a general listener. And this was the experience that I had a few years ago when I went to the first Lug Radio. And as it turned out, a lot of the people who I'd met there hadn't turned up this year. But it is an amazingly welcoming crowd. So you're standing there with a beer by yourself, and I was talking to Fab and Dan and the guys, the Ubuntu UK people. Although Tony, although I didn't, I was buying them a drink, and I just had no idea that pokey looked like what pokey. Is it pokey? Not pokey. Alan Pope. Anyway, looks anyway like I mix them up with our pokey. Popey and pokey mix. Popey looks anything like what he does in real life, even though his avatar is his picture. It's just amazing. So I apologize to him for not getting him a beer, and I got him a beer the second night. But anyway, I digress. If you're thinking of going to one of these shows and you don't know anybody, one piece of advice is, just get on the IRC and beforehand and get involved with the community. But the people by the, after about 5 or 10 minutes, people were coming up chatting, who are you, where are you coming from, blah. And the crack was 90. I had really good conversations with John Uren, Vivian Parkhouse, and Shane Marks as well, along with Fab and Tom and some of the other guys. So really, really good night all around. I did miss a lot of other people, but there you go. Then the following day we set up. Everything was cool. Spent the whole day down at the booth. Didn't get to any talks except one. Then we had the night out. Saturday night was fantastic. Listening to live music was really good. Being there, singing along to Creative Commons music that you've heard both from Wayne Myers and from Dan. Fantastic night. Met a lot of guys. Chris Finley and Gordon and JWP and Robin Gatling as well, and loads of people. Good night. One way, if you're ever in a situation where you need to clear a building real quick, is all you need to do is say the bar is closing here, but we've got an extension over there in the bar across the road. I've never seen a building empty as fast. So the following day was a lot quieter there, obviously, and I got in a good few interviews. And then Sunday night we were back at the hotel and I was absolutely shattered. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Saturday morning I arrived down for breakfast and there was nobody up except this family, husband, wife, daughter type thing. And the husband had a Debian t-shirt on, I think, and the wife had a Firefox t-shirt, and the daughter was there having breakfast, and they invited me over to the table, you know, because you're going to hog camp. Yes, you are. Da, da, da. So I'm eating breakfast and no clue who these people were, and this turns out to be Becky and Philip and their daughter, who's going to break some hearts when she grows up, that's for sure, of Crunchbang fame. So the developer, I'm sitting there, the developer of Crunchbang and the community manager of Crunchbang Linux, sitting at my breakfast table. Oh, it was absolutely cool day. And they entirely adopted me for the whole weekend, brought me in taxis, made sure, waited around for me. And then the Sunday night, I had gone back to bed and was completely scoobied, and I was there with Philip having a pint outside. And I was, who's that? That voice, you know, we were talking to somebody, this lady who had a child there, I don't know who she was. And so I'm there talking to her, and I go, Colin, I know your voice from somewhere. And the next thing, it's the name escapes me, from the Free as in Freedom podcast, Chris from the Free Node Project. And so went, grabbed my microphone, grabbed an interview. So the next thing, Philip goes off, buys me a pint, comes back with Dan Lynch, sit down, do an interview with Dan, goes off, comes back, gets Nathan from the Open Hardware Project. So he's going off, getting all these people, bringing me over and just getting interviews and just sitting there. All I had to do was sit there. So how are you, and who are you, and where are you coming from? So all of these interviews will be coming up here in HPR. And I get progressively drunker as the interviews go on. So apologies for that. But big shouts out to them. If you've never tried Crunchbang, they're brilliant people. And thank you very, very much to them for putting up with me all weekend. So other interviews I got, I put a list on the site, Popey, DJ from the H, Alan Cox, Wayne Myers, Alison Munro, JWP, Chris Finley. We missed a train actually. And I was talking to Chris, you know, so what are you doing? And he said, oh yeah, Software Freedom Day is coming up. Oh yeah, that's right. Interview. Steve Lee, Free Software Foundation, Tom Hughes, Philip, Becky, Aid, Chris from Freenode, Dan, Nathan, and you know, various different people. So they're all coming up on HPR. You can skip them if you find them boring, but I found them quite interesting. So one other thing that came up as well, when I was recording the last HPR show, I was recording it in my brother-in-law's house, and he's a musician. So I explained to him what HPR was about, and he decided to record some new theme music for us, which there's a link in the show notes. It's rollercoastermusic.com, and he's licensed as CC by SA. So if you're interested in having that as theme music, I sent out an email, and I'll just read that out. We have moved providers some time ago, and we need to include an advertisement from our sponsors, Lunar Pages, in the outro. I have edited all the episodes that are currently in the queue and to have the new outro. But going forward, I'd appreciate it if you could switch to the new outro, which can be found at Haku Public Radio Themes, theme music, outro, -mono.mp3. All versions, there are other versions there, including the original, and since sending out this email, Slick Zero, who did the original, is going to do a shorter version of the intro, which is a complaint a lot of people have had. Anyway, back to the email. The text for the outro is in the file hproutro.txt, so if you're listening to the end of the show, you'll get an idea of what it is. And what I'd like is for a version from every host and every listener, with the idea of editing them in together, and so we can have multiple versions with each line read by different people. So for this, at least, can you submit it in WAV file or FLAC format with good spaces in between each line for easy editing? I got this idea from one of the promos that we've had where we have various different people doing it, so it'll give, hopefully it'll give people an idea that we're a community network and that there are various different people from all over the world contributing to it. Okay, anyway, back to the email. After recording the HPR news segment, this is about my brother-in-law. So he has done this, he'd appreciate feedback. Obviously, I'm keeping out of this one because he's family and no matter what I do, it's going to be wrong. So please reply back to the mailing list, give them a listen and be brutally honest. Thank you very much. One thing I will say is that if it's a 50-50 decision, I would prefer to stay with the current one, given the amount of brand awareness that we have in it, not to use a marketing term. One other thing is that would really help if you provided your show notes with HTML, and because it's a lot of work to make the show notes, but if you can do it, that'd be great. Otherwise, yeah, it's fine. And we are now officially CC by SA, so all shows going forward will be CC by SA by default. So if you have, like I had with the Wayne Myers one, you just say which parts are CC by SA and which parts are under a different license. Other things that have been going on this month, we, just to let everybody know, we do have a NOG and an MP, a NOG MP3 and a Speaks feed. So if you go to the syndication page, you'll see links to those. We've changed the feed to MP3. I've also updated the contribute page to include some of the things that I mentioned in the presentation at OGCamp. We're also going to be going to DerbyCon, so you can expect some information about that. And if there's anybody, any of the organizers of DerbyCon wants to do an interview, give me a shout. And we're doing augmented podcasts. Just one thing I wanted to mention about the presentation, which the video of which hasn't been released yet on the website, but I did want to mention some of the, you know, the information that I gathered in that might be of interest to you. So we've been up 5 years, 10 months, 2 days at the time. We've got over 800 shows. The amount of shows we have at the time of doing OGCamp was 18 days, 23 hours and 52 minutes of continuous play, which is equivalent to 343 audio CDs. The average length is 25 minutes, 34 seconds. It takes up 18.32 gigabytes of MP3 storage alone, and we've sucked down 16 terabytes of bandwidth. Our monthly downloads, which might be of interest to people, is 51,255, and our daily downloads is 1,689, although it varies. Let's see, anything other interesting? We have 124 show hosts. The most popular one is Tlat2, followed by Deep Geek, Monster B, myself, Phoenix, and you see the infographic. This presentation is available on the website, link in the show notes, and also on our Google Plus, Picasso page. So at the time we had 260 shows, and then the rest of the presentation basically goes into who we are and then how you can record a podcast. And the information from all that, how you can record a podcast, group editing, recording over Skype, Linux Outlaws or Doer, and that sort of thing, are now added to the contribute page. which was sorely in need of an update. I still need to do an introduction to audio editing, but my time is limited and there's a lot of stuff to do. So two other things I want to read out, two emails that I got that came into the list. One is from Pokey. The email will be in the show notes to this episode, which, just for your information, is on hackerpublicradio.org. And he's putting out a casting call for a project that 5150 and some other audiobook producers are doing. People have responded and they're looking for some voice actors. And they're also looking for sound effects. So there are 4 male roles, 3 female roles, and 6 androgynous roles. And he wants you to send in, if you're interested, send a voice sample in so that they know what to expect. Another email came in from the Linux News podcast, which is, "Hi fellow podcasters, I've just launched a new podcast." And he goes on, the email of this will be in the show. It's a podcast was designed to fill a needed gap in audio shows covering exclusively Linux, Android, open source news. And the podcast aim is to be relevant, accurate, fair, clear, timely, and interesting and concise. I listened to the first 6 episodes today while doing some work in the attic, which is great because I got caught up on all my podcast listening. Links to the feed, they're released every Tuesday and Friday, so it's kind of nice. There is a little ad at the beginning, but it's not as intrusive as some others. And the Twitter feed, connections, iTunes, and all that good stuff is in the show notes for this episode. One last thing was, some time ago we were looking at Hobby Public Radio and Hacker Public Radio and whether we were going to go to WordPress, Drupal, or whatever. And in that time, while I was at OddCamp, I realized that Planets must have the ability to embed an RSS feed. So it turns out that I embedded our RSS feed into the Hobby Public Radio website, and it turns out all the shows can be there and we get all the WordPress goodness, while so the commenting, all the calendar feeds, all the show, you know, a web page for every artist or every host, history, searching, image tagging, all the rest of that good stuff, you know, all the web 2.0, without having to write a line of code, so we can continue to update the WordPress blog. And it means that we would have less functional need to maintain less code on the using the generic CMS that the admins use. So I would like you to have a look at hobbypublicradio.org and tell me what you think. Apologies for the whatever quality of this audio. It's very late on a Sunday night and the show needs to be out in approximately 2 hours.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.